Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm here in San Diego. I mean, I surf, I'm active, you know, I'm an ex-college athlete. Well, I decided, you know, I'm going to try that Balance of Nature. Let's just see what happens. Like after about a month and a half, man, what a difference. That sold me right there. That's when I was like, you know, this stuff's working, so I'm going to stick with it. And so I've been sticking with it ever since, and it's definitely helped, and I definitely feel good. Seems like to be the real deal.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you're like me, you work hard for your money, so you want to make sure your money is safe when you put it in your bank account. But is it really safe? Today, we not only have to worry about bank failures, but also about losing our freedom and privacy with the push for the digital dollar that would allow the government to tell us what we can and cannot buy with even our own money. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get the Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available now to my listeners free of charge. In it, you will learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America at 800-289-2646 to get this free report, or just go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. I was surprised by what banks are required to do for the government. Call or text 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow. That's swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer, I want.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough. I've got a special report just for you from my friends at Swiss America, and it's free. Go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to get it now. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Straight ahead, some worrisome chatter coming from the Middle East. Iran making noise in ways that it has not recently and is intent on fulfilling its promise. We'll talk about it with Governor Mike Huckabee and Bethany Mandel. Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you here. We've got a lot to get to, and it is not a day to be taken lightly if you are looking at the headlines. As people woke up today, they were seeing alerts across their television screens. An imminent attack from Iran is expected. This is intelligence in Israel that is saying this. This is intelligence in America that is saying this. And the U.S. admits that it is a credible threat from likely the world's number one terror power in the Iranian regime. The U.S. continues to closely monitor what it deems to be credible threats of an Iranian attack on Israel in response to a strike on Iran's Damascus consulate, even as reports indicate that Iran is looking to deploy a non-escalatory response. Now, here's the interesting part of all of this. And welcome to Friday, by the way. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you here. I watched this story most of the day, and as of this very minute, we did not see what was possibly expected to break out. And the Middle East, being the number of hours ahead of us that it is, they are deeply into the Shabbat weekend now. There was a lot of anticipation that if they were going to make a move, that it would be once Shabbat had moved into effect. Thus far, it does not appear that that was the triggering moment. And it might be that Iran just is getting embarrassed here, considering the difficulties that they are going to have if they do, in fact, fulfill their plans to attack Israel. Not only, if that's what they intended to do, not only did it get discovered, but it got announced globally. And now if you're the mullahs in Iran, what do you do? Do you go ahead with the attack, escalate the entire region into deeper war simply to save face? Do you make up some sort of cockamamie story about how the West doesn't deserve its attention, so you're just going to ignore it? You know that your enemies, the people that dislike you, are going to see you as weak if you back off at this point. So there's certainly a degree of unknown factors that the Iranian regime are going to have to deal with. In addition to this, the U.S. is now announcing that they are moving additional assets to the Middle East to bolster regional deterrence and to increase force protection for U.S. forces. Now, I'm personally not super excited about all of this because my brother-in-law is likely part of the group that would be involved in such a refortification or a rebolstering. And same would be with every man, woman in forward duty right now if that is in fact the case. Nobody wants to see war. Nobody wants to see this happen. And by the way, can I just point out that this would likely not be happening if Joe Biden had never become president? Kevin, how can you say that? These are bad guys. I know they're bad guys that were empowered a lot because of Joe Biden. What do you mean by that? Oh, it's very simple. Joe Biden came in and looked at the policies that the Trump administration had put on Iran, which were what? A boot on the neck. They had the boot on the neck of Iran saying, you're not going to practice terrorism, you're not going to sell your oil, we're not going to make you rich, you're not going to get uranium, you're not going to get nuclear weapons. Biden comes in and undoes all of that first thing, and within 3 years, they are bloated with wealth. They are paying proxies to go fight their fights, and they're developing their weapons. And now they may respond directly to Israel for killing their, you know, top terror masterminds in Damascus a couple of weeks ago on the 1st of April. So, you know, I guess it's great that we're moving more U.S. assets to the region to help, you know, show us a protection of force.
But I'd much rather not have to be protecting our force like that. I'd much rather have Iran far weaker and, you know, begging at the table for help instead of setting their plans in motion and allowing their terrorists to go do all of the muckraking that they've been able to do. U.S. National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications John Kirby told reporters today, I would just say that we're watching this very, very closely. We still deemed the potential threat by Iran here to be real, to be viable, certainly credible, and we're watching it as closely as we can. I don't even know what that means. We have intelligence that tells us this stuff long before John Kirby says anything to the public. Watching this closely is the minimum. You want some sort of kudos? Because we're watching it closely. Well, thank you. That's what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be watching it closely on days when we don't even know that you're watching it closely. So that gobbledygook doesn't mean anything to us. He also added, right now, our focus is on having a conversation with our Israeli counterparts, and making sure not just conversations, but making sure that they have what they need and that they're able to defend themselves. We're also clear it would be imprudent if we didn't take a look at our own posture in the region to make sure that we're properly prepared as well. Oh, thank you, John Kirby. Yeah, we're going to let our military know that they may be attacked. This couldn't happen to a more flip-flop, wishy-washy administration. An administration literally that's been paying Iran pallets of cash, giving them back the right to sell their energy to China, giving them back the opportunity to get their nuclear weapons program going, giving them lots of money for what, I'm not sure, but now they've been enriched. They've been selling their oil while we've been depriving us of our own oil. They've been selling their oil, and they have gotten rich. They are empowering the proxies of the Houthis, of Hamas, of Hezbollah. They are buying the weapons. They are moving the missiles. They are doing what they know that they would do if they would want to. And by the way, they'll use every other Arab out there to die for them in their behalf. They'll be glad to pay proxies to go do their terror. They don't really... They're not down with dying, but they'll pay all the, you know, inbred Arabs to go do it all they want to. And the, you know, the third grade educated cousins, they're out there ready to go. They'll put babies in human shields. They'll do whatever is necessary. And the leaders of these groups want civilians to die. It's a very dangerous moment. KT McFarlane, General Keane, others have been on this show saying what kind of danger we're facing as we get closer to November. We are in a period of a window here where the bad guys on planet Earth know that Donald Trump is coming back. They sense it, and they are thinking that this is their chance, and they know that they have an empty shell in the White House who won't raise a finger to stop them. Friends, if you're a praying person, this is a night to pray for your family, for your country. And there's just no other way around it. All right, I've got a big show. I hope that you'll stay with us. Dr. Gina Loudon's here. Also, Bethany Mandel and Governor Mike Huckabee, all before we're done. I'm Kevin McCullough. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon.
I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah. Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been a clinical psychologist since 1991. I was licensed. And I love being a clinical psychologist because I like helping people. I tell people that Balance of Nature is a wonderful supplement because I truly trust in the product. I feel great. And because I feel great, I'm able to do everything that I want to do. I really love taking Balance of Nature.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Lately, it feels like we are living in a financial war zone, in a fight for our liberties and for our money. Cash has always represented freedom and privacy, but those values are now under threat from a hackable and trackable digital currency and from our own government. Frankly, I was shocked by some of the things banks are required to now do for the government. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get The Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available right now to you free of charge. In it, you'll learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America now at 800-281-2646 and say, I'd like The Secret War on Cash. Or go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. That's 800-281-2646, 800-289-2646, or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon.
I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us on the Friday edition here. Kevin McCullough, per usual. And great to check in with Dr. Gina Loudon, who is the co-host of America's Sunrise on Real America's Voice. And if you're not checking that out every weekday morning, starting at 8 o'clock, you need to. On Real America's Voice, on the app, on the website, everywhere that they've got it. You can get it on your Apple TV, etc. They're technically a competitor to Salem, but I love those guys, and we're glad to have them on board. Dr. Gina, a lot has been being bantied about since Arizona and the judges in their state said, we're going to adopt this law that was passed even before Arizona became a state, and predated the current abortion ban that was passed just a few years ago. But it's an absolute ban. There's no exceptions for anything ever. And of course, Democrats are very much struggling to get any kind of traction anywhere. So they're using abortion as the wedge issue that they hope that it will be. And they're trying to catch Donald Trump in a trap and say, oh, he is for exceptions on occasion. He wants the states to determine it. A lot of people very disappointed with kind of that approach, or they're feigning that disappointment at least. I don't know that it's really that difficult to understand his position, and I'm not sure that it's that far off from where a lot of people are at. But your reaction to all of this?
Well, let me first say, Kevin, that I worked in the post-abortion industry, meaning I counseled the tragedy of what happens to women and, of course, babies, because they are babies in the womb for the whole beginning of my career. That's the doctors, it's psychology. And so it was a counseling that I did with a lot of these women and men, by the way, because men are victims in this as well. A lot of times I've been face to face with a guy whose baby was aborted without his consent. No one talks about that, but that's like a whole civil rights issue right there. But anyway, so let me start with that. And let me say, I don't agree with President Trump. I don't agree with Carrie Lake. I don't agree with exceptions. Even if you do argue life of the mother, I just think the instances in that are so completely rare. If they want to make that life of the mother exception, I can live with that. But let's say this. We are not the radicals in this. And I think President Trump made that very clear when he made his statements. And I think that we within our party, because we really are the big tent party, we can agree to disagree. But what I can't stand is the incremental slippery slope that Republicans are going down right now on their own simply because the Democrats are telling us we must. No, we mustn't, actually. This has been decided, right? Thank God for the most pro-life president ever to preside in this country, Donald J. Trump. Thank God for his Supreme Court justice appointments. Thank God we're where we are today. This is not a fight we need to have. This is the Democrats' own straw man they're putting up to try to distract us from what really matters, where the deaths are really happening. That's on the border. That's obviously in the wars that they are engaging us in, and they want more funding for Ukraine and all the rest of it. And all the rhinos are going along with the Democrats saying, oh, this is a fight. Republicans have to. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Donald Trump solved it. Then he made another statement about it. The matter is ended. If I were advising Republican candidates today, I'd tell them, state who the radicals are. The radicals are the ones that want to kill babies up and until and beyond the point of birth. They're the radicals. This is decided. Leave us alone.
That is so well said. And there was a lot of this kind of thinking pre-Roe being overturned. And I would have this debate on a regular basis, sometimes on TV, sometimes on radio. But I would say to a pro-abortion supporter, will you admit to me that the world would be a better place with fewer abortions? Yes. Will you, decide to, would you be open to an incremental making them safer? Yes. And I could usually get people down to the rape, incest, or life of the mother. And I never fell for the health of the mother garbage, because that's always a big hole that a Mack truck can drive through. But right. Even if, and I'm like you, I believe in no exceptions because I believe in the dignity of the human being. Everyone that's arguing on X right now about, every time that President Trump says, this is a state's rights issue, and Joe Biden reposts that and says, no, it's a woman's rights issue. I repost that and say, no, it's a child's rights issue. Different DNA, different human being, different outcome. But at the same time, to your point, what are you going to do in this election cycle? Be kind of frumpy and upset because Donald Trump didn't phrase it in a way that strokes you and makes you feel better, even though he is more in line with this issue with you than any president that's been elected? Or are you going to put the demons back in the White House that are there now that want to see, blood flowing in the streets from all the dead babies? Like, it's not even a contest.
Yeah, the number one rule is you don't negotiate against yourself.
Right.
And that's what we're doing here. And it's utterly ridiculous. We need to spend our time and our focus pointing out what complete, heinous, murdering radicals they are on the left, that they would want to abort babies into the ninth month and beyond to kill them after birth. We've seen it. I posted a video about it yesterday on my Instagram. It happens. And then we need to move on to things like that our children are being killed by fentanyl poisoning that is coming across our border and pouring over from a president who, a resident anyway, in the White House, who has taken money from China. Look, Kevin, I've been in the position. I was actually told that I would die of a precancerous condition that I had when I was pregnant and that I should abort what turned out to be my firstborn boy who just got engaged. He's 21 now. And thank God I didn't. I spent 3 days. I prayed about it. I faced that decision. I was scared to death. And I had two daughters already that I didn't want to leave alone in this world, right, to be raised without a mother if I had believed what they had to say. So I had every exception in my favor if that's what I wanted to do. And it was extremely early in my pregnancy. I'd just actually been diagnosed pregnant that day, the same day that I found out about the cancerous condition. Right. You know, God is the God of miracles. God is the God of healing. And we either trust him as the Lord of the universe or we consider him a liar. And when we face decisions like that, not saying how any other woman would react to that, but I am saying that I have counseled girls who have been victims of incest, who have, once they were victimized by the incest, been re-victimized by the abortion industry that then convinced them to be the perpetrator and create another victim. That is not healthy. That is not psychologically healing. That doesn't do anything for the women. It sure as heck doesn't do anything for the baby they just killed in their womb. And it is absolutely wrong to advise rape victims or incest victims that you know what's better for them because it was a victim of, because they were a victim of a violent incident, that they should create another victim. It's so antithetical. And Kevin, the clinical studies are there that prove me right on this. The women who heal from rape and incest are the women who then either put that baby up for adoption and give it a life and create a family for a childless couple, or the women who go ahead and give the baby life and take their chances and raise it. Those are the women who heal from a rape and incest. I can have this conversation all day long. Politicians need to quit being afraid of it, need to move on to the issues that really matter to the American people right now, because the abortion issue is decided.
You couldn't have put it any better. And that's why we love chatting with you, Dr. G. It's always so fun to end the week with you. For people that do want to watch you every weekday morning, give them the elevator pitch for American Sunrise.
Yeah, well, we're the fastest growing morning show in America.
I've had the privilege of being on a couple of times, and it's just a wonderful experience. Friends, check it out. Real America's Voice every weekday morning, 8 o'clock Eastern, and it'll be coming your way. Dr. Gina, have a great weekend. Thank you as always.
You do the same. God bless you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon.
I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah. Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Timothy Mahoney uncovers evidence of the true location of Mount Sinai, interviewing modern-day Exodus explorers and scholars.
Once I realized what this site was, I dropped to my knees.
All of the evidence, it's sitting out there for everyone to see.
Inspiring and faith-affirming. Journey to Mount Sinai 2 in theaters only May 15th and 17th. Get tickets today at patternsofevidence.com.
Do you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free, or my six-piece towel sets. buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you're like me, you work hard for your money, so you want to make sure your money is safe when you put it in your bank account. But is it really safe? Today, we not only have to worry about bank failures, but also about losing our freedom and privacy with the push for the digital dollar that would allow the government to tell us what we can and cannot buy with even our own money. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get the Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available now to my listeners free of charge. In it, you will learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America at 800-289-2646 to get this free report, or just go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. I was surprised by what banks are required to do for the government. Call or text 800-289-2646, that's 800-289-2646, or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow. That's swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon.
I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so glad to have you with us. And on Fridays, you know, we talk with Bethany Mandel on a regular basis. And Bethany, in just a little bit, I'm going to have Governor Huckabee on the show to talk about America's response to what they woke up to this morning. But I was listening to, or I was watching Hugh on the Salem News Channel this morning, Hugh Hewitt, our colleague, and he was saying, you know, if Iran starts launching missiles at Tel Aviv, we'll break in and give you the coverage. This has to be a tense moment. And I'm just curious, because I know you're more well connected with people on the ground in Israel than probably anybody else that I interact with, except for some of my Israeli friends. What is the buzz, the concern, the worry? Is Israel anticipating that they're going to be in a full-fledged war with Iran shortly?
There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of fear. I mean, friends who work in journalism and in politics, folks who are not ignorant to the situation, are on edge. The school system has their homework before the weekend was to figure out how to log on to Google Classroom because they anticipate that they might have to be remote and the schools won't be open. Radio stations are being left on silent over the Sabbath so that religious Jews are able to know about an attack if it happens on the Sabbath. And people are still, you know, getting on with their lives and shopping, whatever, but they're also shopping for the possibility that they might not be able to leave their homes, and not just leave their homes, but leave safe rooms. So unfortunately in Israel, but very smartly, there's two kinds of safe rooms. There's a safe room that kind of keeps you safe from a dinky Hamas rocket, which is very small. And then there's much more sturdy safe rooms that can keep you safe from a missile attack, like from Hezbollah or from Iran. And so all of my friends are talking about in their communities, like, where is that safe room? And so neighborhoods are having to figure out, like, is that safe room stocked with enough water and toilet paper and all of the things that we need? And so it's a real sort of community building moment, if you want to look at it positively, because folks in the same apartment buildings and on the same blocks are having to communally stock these safe rooms that are sturdy enough to withstand a missile. And they thank God have those.
What has the Israeli government said? And of course, already in Israel, by the time we're having this conversation, they're already in full blown Shabbat. What did the government say before Shabbat began?
So they're giving instructions to folks who are Sabbath observant to, you know, make sure that they have a cell phone on them if they go out. They're also telling people not to go out, and foreign governments are doing the same thing. And so the UK government is telling people basically, you know, if you have to be in Israel, only be there for essential reasons. But if you do have to be there, do not leave certain cities, because they don't want folks in far flung areas. And the government is also telling people, like, you know, don't go for a long Sabbath walk without a cell phone and you're disconnected. Right now, I mean, we're talking a couple hours before this airs, and so the situation is unclear, but there was a shepherd who was 14 years old in the West Bank, and his flock came home without him. And so there's a massive search underway right now in the West Bank looking for him. And there's a violent reaction to the search parties. And so Arabs are throwing rocks at the searchers. And so there's fears, first of all, that this young man might have been kidnapped. And this is not, unfortunately, the first time something brutal has happened to a child long prior to October 7th, but also that the search parties might be endangering themselves as well, because there are Arabs in the West Bank who are trying to harm the searchers.
Wow. Certainly not something that, you know, we would have woken up to in America with a very pleasant demeanor. The people that you're speaking with and have spoken to, how are they holding up mentally? Do you feel like Israel is able to, are they ready for this? I guess is what I'm asking.
I mean, I think those are two separate difficult questions, and they're good questions. How they're holding up is quite honestly not well. I'm watching the emotional toll this is taking on friends. It's really significant, especially folks who have small children. It's really hard for my friends to explain to their children, you know, daddy was in the reserves and now he's back, but he's going back to Gaza for six more weeks and we're stocking our safe room. I mean, this has been, the last 6 months has been extremely tumultuous, especially for people who have relatives in Miluim, which is the reserves, but also just everyone. It's been difficult for everyone. I mean, what's really shocking about what happened in Israel and what's been happening for the last 6 months is the scale. And it's something unlike no other country has experienced.
Bethany Mandel, keeping your eye on Israel for us on this Friday. Sorry it's under such circumstances, but thank you for doing it. And we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon.
I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer, I ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been a clinical psychologist since 1991. I was licensed. And I love being a clinical psychologist because I like helping people. I tell people that Balance of Nature is a wonderful supplement because I truly trust in the product. I feel great, and because I feel great, I'm able to do everything that I want to do. I really love taking Balance of Nature.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Lately, it feels like we are living in a financial war zone in a fight for our liberties and for our money. Cash has always represented freedom and privacy, but those values are now under threat from a hackable and trackable digital currency and from our own government. Frankly, I was shocked by some of the things banks are required to now do for the government. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get The Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available right now to you free of charge. In it, you'll learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America now at 800-281-2646 and say, I'd like The Secret War on Cash. Or go to SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow to register now for this compelling report. That's 800-281-2646, 800-289-2646. Or visit SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl.
I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon.
I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
It's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough. Glad to be back with Governor Mike Huckabee, who is with us almost every Friday. Gives us a little preview of his big TV show for the weekend. But Governor, you know, people woke up this morning and they were hearing. Well, my colleague Hugh Hewitt was saying on the Salem News Channel all morning long. You know, if Iran fires a missile in the next hour, we'll cover it live. They didn't, thank God. They haven't, as of you and I speaking right now. We don't know what's going to happen through Shabbat or the weekend. There's a lot of feelings that if they want to do something and really catch Israel flat-footed, that during Shabbat would be the time to do it. What's your thought on just this general state of tension that the world is living in at this very moment?
It's a very dangerous time. I subscribe to the view that if somebody keeps telling you they're going to kill you, you might want to take them seriously. And I'm afraid that sometimes that's one of the huge problems. Iran has been saying forever they're going to wipe Israel off the face of the map. But they've also said that Israel is simply step one, that we're step two. One is the little Satan. We're the big Satan. And they've been saying this since the Ayatollahs took power in 1979. At some point, we might want to take them serious.
Well, and not only that, there seems to be bona fide reasons for thinking that they are going to do something. They have not liked the fact that Israel has responded. They didn't like the fact that that in that hit in Damascus a short time ago, that they took out one of the top Iranian kind of terror masterminds while taking out some Hamas leadership. They're kind of and they know that, you know, Biden's a pushover compared to Trump. Trump took out Soleimani. But this KT McFarland, all the generals that come on the show, everybody that has anything to do with national defense has been saying right now, between now and November, is the hottest window that we'll probably see for some time because of the sense of opportunity that other world leaders have.
And I do think that the perceived weakness of Joe Biden, especially as he's kind of flipped and flopped all over when it comes to Israel and his relationship, calling for the ouster of the prime minister. I think that's exacerbated this. This is a time when the U.S. needs to be crystal clear and not in any way equivocating as to whether or not we're going to stand with our ally, Israel, against Hamas. And I think Joe Biden's attempt, as someone made the comment, that his view of the two-state solution now is Michigan and Minnesota. He wants to win those two in November, and he's going to basically do whatever he can to try to make a few thousand voters who are very pro-Hamas make them happy, which he's not going to do. You never can make those people happy.
No, I think that's one of the lessons of the aftermath of 9/11. You can't satiate terrorists. What they want is what they want, and anything short of that does not get them to their objectives.
Well, the objective for Hamas is to kill every last Jew on earth, and I think when Joe Biden makes any concession, when he does not demand that every hostage gets released, when he pretends that you can negotiate with people who are holding a gun to your head, any of that shows a level that I think we go back to what Bob Gates so brilliantly said about Joe Biden. The one thing that's been consistent is that for over 50 years, every single foreign policy decision and policy position that Joe Biden has taken, he's been wrong on.
Yeah.
And I think that's a very clear indication of yet another one.
So assuming that that's the status, you know, the static factor here, what should we as Americans be doing as we are looking at this? I mean, there's discussion that even the Moscow attack had some sort of kind of, ominous meaning to what might happen in America. It's not just Israel that Iran has threatened. There's a sense that something could happen, you know, stateside.
Well, I go back to what I said. I think we take seriously when people tell us that they're wanting to kill us. The Iranians are not rational people, and their positions are not rational. And it's one of the reasons that there's so much turmoil in the world is that Joe Biden has taken the position, which I think is a foolish one, and that is that you can deal with these people, you can release money. When Trump was president, people can say what they want to, but Donald Trump put second and third degree sanctions on Iran and pretty much had them at the point of bankruptcy. They couldn't finance Hezbollah. They couldn't finance Hamas. Joe Biden comes into office, immediately takes his foot off their neck, starts making sure they have money, opens up their energy market, and suddenly they got money and they're using it, but not for anything other than terrorism and mayhem.
It's interesting because I caught you today for our interview out and about shopping for good old support of the Second Amendment. do you encourage Americans to arm themselves?
Oh, I always have. I think we have to recognize we live in a dangerous world. And if someone invades your home or threatens your safety, you can do one of two things. You can be prepared to defend yourself, as is your constitutional right, or you can hope that the criminal will just sit tight for 20 minutes while a police officer can arrive, if in fact it happens within 20 minutes. It's your choice. But my choice is that I will be calling 911 in the case of a home invasion, but it's not to ask them to please come and save me. It's to tell them where to come and get the body because somebody ain't walking out of there.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. And I do encourage those of you listening to take what the governor has said seriously. We are in very, very hot and dangerous times. Governor, you always have a big, spectacular show planned for the weekend. What's on this week's agenda?
This is going to be a pretty special week. The entire show we are going to spend with For King and Country, one of the great, great Christian groups around today. They're with us along with Amy Grant. We're talking about a movie that is really the story of their lives and their whole family. An incredible, inspiring faith and family story called Unsung Hero comes out at the end of the month. But we have Joel and Luke from For King and Country, Amy Grant, Rebecca St. James. It's going to be a spectacular show with lots of music and an incredible story that most people don't know about this amazing family.
I never knew, and I was working in Christian music radio back when Rebecca St. James was charting, but I never knew that those guys were her kid brothers.
Yes.
And talk about a talented family.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Color is vital to your health. I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, final few minutes of Kevin McCullough today. Thank you for being here. You know, it is that time of year where the Masters Golf Tournament is rolling around. And I always love good stories where you feel like cheering for the little guy. The Masters Club at Augusta has doubled the size of its course recently, spending about $200 million to purchase properties covering about 270 acres that surround the current course. This according to the Wall Street Journal. The club has substantial plans, including parking, housing, and even the construction of a second 18-hole course down the road. Despite the buying spree, which have made many, many Augusta, Georgia residents instant millionaires, one family in particular is saying, no, I don't want to do it. Herman and Elizabeth Thacker built their home at 1112 Stanley Road in the city of Augusta in 1959. It's a modest 1,900-square-foot, three-bedroom home located across from Gate 6A at the Masters. In the past decade, the neighborhood surrounding their home has been bought and bulldozed. The club has spent
over $40 million to turn it into free parking for its world-famous members and patrons, despite several seven-figure attempts by Augusta National to buy the Thacker's home, the house still stands. Money ain't everything, says Herman. And in a 2016 interview with NewJersey.com, Herman, a golf fan, died in 2019 at the age of 86. But his wife of 66 years remains one of the few holdouts, rejecting millions of dollars from an organization that is rarely told no. Yes, we still own it, and yes, mom still lives there, the couple's daughter, Robin Thacker Rinder, confirmed to Fox Business. Elizabeth, now 92, is the proud owner of the 1,900-square-foot property. It's estimated to be worth about $330,000, sits on two-thirds of an acre. A representative from Augusta National still visits to express interest in buying the property frequently. About 40,000 people visit Augusta every year for the golf spectacle. And it's been that way since 1934. It's big money. The tournament purse is expected to be $18 million in 2024. The tournament also provides exposure to golf equipment makers and sponsors, as well as IBM, whose Watson tracks player statistics. With thousands of cars parked in Thacker's neighborhood, few notice the small house at the edge of the lot, but it doesn't look like it's going anywhere anytime soon. The couple did sell another property they own to the golf course, a smaller house down the street, for $1.2 million. It was flattened within a week. However, 1112 Stanley Road, the home where they raised their two children, five grandchildren, and five great-grandchildren, is definitively not for sale. And, you know, I don't, there's people that have different feelings about things like this. I honestly kind of love it. If the lady who's 96 that lives there now, Robin Thacker or whatever her name is, if she wants to stay there until she is no longer, I think she should have the right to do that. And it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun to see the little guy win every now and then. All right, that's it for me, Kevin McCullough. Please check out That Kevin Show this weekend on Salem News Channel, on Biz TV, on 300 radio stations coast to coast. And we've got a great lineup for you. Caitlin Wheeler will be with us. Nicole Parker will be with us. Casey Musgraves in the music spotlight. And sketch comedy. Can't beat it. It's the best way to spend your Saturday night. We will see you next time.